Lute looked up at the huge, palatial cathedral in the center of the promenade. Crosses and vaulted gold adornments all over the house of worship, reading and rereading the banner draped over the steeple, hung alongside white and pink streamers. Chick First Man, Ex Velvet, Wedding Ceremony, today! She was sitting in the car with Adam, trying to pull herself together. She couldn't stop the tears every time her mind focused on the reason they were here. The emotions she felt about what was about to happen had been having her tearing up at least two or three times a day, every day, since Chick had told them. Adam's arm came around her, and it made her feel a little better as she sniffed and blew her nose.
Babe, back when we were exterminating, I saw you kill entire fucking baker's dozens of demons like it was nothing. I've watched you personally kick begging sinners down to hell at the pearly gates. Come on. Surely you can hold it together for this.
He was right, of course. Adam was always right. But it was still hard.
Adam, our son is getting married. I knew this day would come. And I know everything is going to go great. And I know he's happy, but just... Oh, Adam, how did our baby boy grow up so fast?
She'd been disapproving of his choice and partner for a while, especially since he'd eventually chosen to marry Velvet instead of Emily, who Lute thought was a much nicer girl. But Velvet seemed to genuinely make him happy. It was hard to tell. Chick had always been very, very reserved. Even at his happiest, he barely more than twisted his lip up, and she'd only heard him laugh twice. Once when he was 12 years old and his half-brother Chad had made some joke she didn't understand about Dilophosaurus in the movies versus Dilophosaurus in real life. She supposed you had to be a dinosaur geek to get it. And the other time had been last week, when they were at dinner with him and his fiancée, and she had whispered something into his ear. He'd actually laughed, genuinely, smiling with his teeth.
How did you do that?
She'd asked the fashionista. Velvet had looked at her quizzically.
Do what? Make Chick laugh. He never laughs, even when he's happy.
Velvet had looked confused.
Yeah, he does. Not often, but he does.
Chick had cleared his throat and spoke in his level, soft voice, almost completely devoid of emotional weight, besides a hint of affection as he addressed his lover.
Well, Velvet... I only laugh around you normally,
he explained before he'd gone back to eating.
Why's that?
She'd asked, and he shrugged.
I don't know. You're such a weird little featherhead chick,
she had said, pulling out a single one of his feathers and tickling him under the nose with it till he smiled. Back in the here and now, Adam was laughing and hugged her, patting her shoulder and whispering reassurance in her ear.
Danger tits, listen, I know you're worried for him and overcome with emotion. That's just how women are. But relax. You've been an awesome mom to our little chick. But what do chicks do when they grow up?
She sighed.
They leave the nest,
she replied. Adam leaned over and kissed her.
That's right, they leave the nest. Now come on, let's go in. He'll want to see us.
Lute nodded. They had seats reserved right at the front with the bride's guests, and the wedding was starting in 10 minutes. It was time to go. So with a deep breath, she stood up and walked towards the church. The screen-faced TV personality sat, awkwardly shifting in his seat while Val texted one of his whores next to him. Probably angel dust. Vox couldn't believe it. Velvet was getting married. To an angel. The idea of Velvet getting married at all had always seemed so ridiculous. She was such a carefree party girl, never settling down and hitching up with any one guy or girl longer than a few weeks. But this boy was different. Vox had endured hours of her gossiping about how interesting he was, how he wasn't obsessed with her like everyone else she dated, how he thought about and talked about crazy stuff she'd never heard of all the time. After they'd started dating, she'd blow up the Voxnet every couple days by asking her angelic boyfriend another super specific trivia fact about dinosaurs or world history or biology or something, and he'd just calmly explain some extremely specific instance of whatever with detail and accuracy. Vox would always look it up to check. Somehow the kid was always right. Velvet would always gush about how smart he was and how awesome it was that he just knew that. And every time, no matter how extreme the praise was, the young angel would just shrug his shoulders like it wasn't a big deal. That was another thing. The age gap. Velvet had always been into men younger than her, but marrying a kid who was barely too old for high school was pretty crazy. Especially one so dry and seemingly boring. Vox thought that might have been it, why she liked him so much. She was always all energy, always ready for a challenge, always used to getting her way. But Chick was just an enigma, and as they'd grown closer and she really got to know him, the attraction had only intensified. Now, here they were. He and Val, sitting on the front row of the cathedral in fucking heaven somehow, waiting for the ceremony. As Vox sat and waited, he silently hoped to himself that a wedding in heaven wouldn't be as boring as he was afraid of. He wasn't about to try to fuck Val in the bathroom or anything like that, but for fuck's sakes, there'd better be a bar. Chick. This was it. The big day. The groom took a deep breath, composed and proper, looking at himself in the mirror. His suit was immaculate, simple, yet elegant, white with pink pinstripes and little angelic wing accents around the edges of the wrists and leg holes. He was a little nervous. Just a little. He was almost never nervous about anything, but making the commitment to spend the rest of your life with someone was a big choice. The teary-eyed hugs and congratulations from his mom before Chad had picked him up to go get him ready hadn't helped either, but being who he was, even though he was nervous, it was borderline imperceptible. His eyes were slightly widened, his breathing was a hair faster, but his groomsmen were all in the room with him, and none of them seemed to notice. Except his best man walked over, put an arm around him, patting his half-brother on the wing, contrasting him in the mirror with the groomsman suit he wore, white pinstripes on pink, with a little heart accents instead of wings.
"Hey, bud, nervous, huh?"
Of course he picked up on it. Chad was just like that. He could always tell what someone was thinking. Always seemed to know what to do or say. He wished sometimes he had those instincts. The few times he and Velvet had gotten into arguments, usually over how much time he spent on Minecraft.
"Yes, I admit I'm a little apprehensive," he said, avoiding eye contact as usual.
Chad was unbothered, only laughed slightly.
"Nothing to be nervous about, Chick. Here, let me fix this for you real quick. You're a logical guy, right?"
Chick nodded, expressionless.
"Yeah, you are. So let me ask you a few questions. Run you through this. Here goes. You love Velvet, right? Really love her?"
Chick thought about it. The way his heart would feel funny when she looked into his eyes. The way her excited laugh made him feel a glowing, warm fluttering in his chest. How her hair smelled like strawberries and cream, and the way she would scratch under the feathers of his wings or run her tongue up his neck to bite his ear and call him "my little angel." He was blushing now, and finally he nodded. Yes, he did love her. More than dinosaurs and Pokemon, more than cool history facts and video games. He loved Velvet with all his heart. Chad's permanent, confident grin widened.
"And you're sure you'll always love her?"
Again, he nodded.
"And you're sure she feels the same and always will?"
Chick nodded, biting his lip slightly.
"I sure hope so."
Chad snapped his fingers.
"There you go! Now, if you both love each other and you both always will, wouldn't the most logical thing to do be getting married?"
The angel blinked. Chad was right. That was the most logical thing to do. All the insecurities melted away as he compartmentalized the realities into cold, clean logic. He'd probably have the thought of it himself if he hadn't had so much else on his mind. But when Chad laid it out for him like that, it all made sense. Marriage. As logical as eating, drinking, or breathing, he felt a trace of a smile break his expression as Junior, Periton, and Abner walked over, looking at Chad with curiosity.
All right, Chad, enough of your guru bullshit. Let's get this along. I want to be home in time tonight to play some fucking Helldivers,
Junior said, scratching at his suit. Despite being older than Chick by several years, he acted like he was 15. And as uncomfortable as he seemed, it was like he'd never dressed up before in his life. Periton scoffed at the screen-faced boy, adjusting his tie and clearing his throat.
Shut up, Junior. Must you be so crass? Exactly what I expect of the child of sinners.
Abner raised an eyebrow and let a hand brush Periton's hip.
You know, we're all half-brothers. We should get along.
Periton reacted as if Abner's hand had burned him and hissed in rage.
Do not touch me, pervert!
Chad put two friendly but firm arms around them before it could escalate further, and Chick was relieved. Conflict resolution was not something he was capable of.
Boys, boys!
The tall, long-haired young man said, friendly still, but with an edge of warning in his eyes.
Let's behave, right? Come on, it's Chick's big day.
There were grumbles, but they died away fast, and holding his breath, Chick walked with his groomsmen onto the stage. Velvet. The bride looked at her reflection and spun around for what must have been the thousandth time, sighing. She looked great, didn't she? Her dress was absolutely incredible. Velvet had designed all the outfits for the wedding, naturally, and hers was the crowning jewel, a soft pink with white swirls done in lace, cut to bare her shoulders and a little cleavage, and leave her back bare. And the dress was decorated with swirling patterns of hearts and angel wings. It came down to just above the calf, with long ribbons of white that trailed behind her 4 feet. Just the right amount of sexy and fancy, while still being tasteful. The edges of the garment were studded with rubies cut in the shape of hearts, and her hairpiece was a heart with angel wings, which held her long, pink, and white-streaked hair in position to fall in a straightened line down to the middle of her back. It also had an attachment for a lacy veil, which she put in front of her face now. Yeah, she looked great.
I look great, right?
She asked, turning to her bridesmaids. Chick's half-sister was rubbing her eyes, sniffing.
Like, oh my god, I think I'm gonna cry. You look so beautiful, Velvet.
Her bridesmaids wore a similar but less extreme dress. A fully closed chest, white dress with lines of pink hearts down the skirt, pink tassels on the shoulders, cut to come down to just above the ankle. Allie, another bridesmaid, blinked, eyes wide as she came back into the room holding Velvet's makeup kit.
I look great, right?
Vel asked, grabbing the kit and touching up her eyeliner and lipstick for what must have been the thousandth time. Allie nodded, looking over the dress.
It's beautiful. I've never seen anyone wear anything so pretty.
But was it beautiful enough for him? Would he react? It didn't matter. That's just how Chick was. Just how he acted. But she wanted him to smile when he saw her, or blush, or do something besides just nod and acknowledge her. Velvet couldn't remember something feeling as validating and satisfying as getting Chick First Man to react visibly to something she did. Whether it was the slight widening of his eyes in surprise when she managed to recite one of his little factoids correctly, or when he'd blush slightly when she'd come into bed with him naked, or the way he'd whimper and bite his lip when she squeezed around his shaft just right as they made love. She had spent so long being fawned over constantly. Youngest overlord, and not bad to look at either. Every man or woman she'd been with had seemed desperate to keep her entertained, trying to validate her, or force her, or manipulate her. It got boring. But Chick, she had to earn. She had to get him in the mood, and it was hard. Even now, she was still discovering new ways to make him horny, or make him laugh, or blush. He was a puzzle she never got tired of solving. And after a while, she stopped caring if she ever solved it at all. Chick was weird and dorky and no fun at parties, but he was interesting and logical and attentive. He would always be doing nice things for her. She still remembered how touched she was when he brought a strawberry cheesecake for her birthday and surprised her at work a couple years ago. She'd never even told him it was her favorite. He just observed and noted it, and then waited for an appropriate time to do it for her. Most of her exes would have gotten her strawberry cheesecake every night after they took her out to dinner every night, all in that desperate, clingy struggle to impress her.
"You look great, Velvet,"
Charlie, the head bridesmaid, said in a tired voice. Her repeated pregnancies had taken a visible toll on her. Her once youthful face had smile lines and the beginning of crow's feet, and the bags under her eyes were eternal. But she exuded a motherly aura of calm and love even in the worst of circumstances, and her warm smile that had soothed so many of her children had an almost supernatural comforting quality.
"Chick's a good boy. He'll love you in this. You know that. Don't let being nervous get in the way of you being happy."
Velvet was older than her, but she felt 10 years younger, and Charlie's motherly wisdom held true. She really was just overthinking things. Verby and Allie each held one of her ribbons, and Stacy got up and blew her nose, taking a deep breath. Charlie walked to the door.
"All right, come out when you're ready. We'll go up, and Vox will be in to walk you up in the aisle in just a moment."
Velvet took a deep breath and stood up. It was showtime. For the first time in a very, very long time, she was nervous to walk down an aisle in a showy outfit. Then she laughed and felt ready to start the first day of the rest of her life with the man she loved. Adam. Adam tried not to laugh as Vivienne, Charlie's inbred, disabled daughter, hobbled down the aisle with her rings. She was in a poorly fitting pink dress that made her look ridiculous, and she could barely walk straight, but she looked overjoyed just to be included. Once she reached the podium, she handed them to Chad, who took them happily, and then the little stunted girl hobbled back to her seat next to Lucifer, who looked like he'd rather be sitting literally anywhere else. Then the bride's chamber door opened. He watched, awestruck, as his son's fiancée walked out to the aisle. Weird. Usually someone played, "Oh, fuck!" Adam flew from his seat next to the tall, weird purple guy in the pimp outfit to the little podium for church musicians off from the main stage. Taking out his guitar, he played "Here Comes the Bride" in one slow, somber note, the air ringing with the guitar's sweet music. Velvet walked down the aisle, on the hand of that weird dude with the screen face, with two bridesmaids carrying the tails of her dress. The TV head had introduced himself as Vox, and apparently he and Valentino were her, well, friends. The closest thing she had to a family in hell. They were in a group called the V's, or something he didn't really remember, but when they'd been talking just a minute ago, he kinda zoned out. But damn, did that girl look good! He had been worried about Chick for a long time, at first that he was gay. But when he realized the kid just didn't really like anything, he'd kinda not known what to do about it. For some reason, though, when he'd seen Emily and then later met Velvet, that had changed. Chick liked dark-skinned girls. It seemed he just liked dark-skinned girls. Nothing wrong with that, Adam supposed. Chocolate or vanilla worked for him, personally. But if his son preferred chocolate, what the hell? At least he didn't want it with nuts. He'd also picked an amazing one. Velvet was funny, hot, interesting, and energetic. If Adam hadn't been with Lute and if Vel had been single, maybe... Nope. Bad inner thoughts. No. That was his son's fiancée. Wife. Soon. He pushed the speculation of what she looked like under that dress out of his mind and enjoyed the moment. And what a moment it was. Chick looked so happy. He was actually smiling. His eyes were locked on his love, and she blushed beneath her veil. Every eye in the room was on her, and she truly was radiant. Lute was crying in her seat next to Vox, who awkwardly patted her shoulder. Adam rolled his eyes, and as Velvet went to the altar, he stopped playing and flew back down to comfort his wife.
"It's okay, babe. It's okay,"
he whispered as she rubbed her eyes.
"He looks so happy,"
she said.
"Shh, they're starting,"
he said as the room hushed to hear their words. St. Peter was performing the ceremony and smiled at Chick and Velvet, nodding to them both. "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of divine light to join these souls in holy matrimony for the rest of their lives. I understand that the bride and groom have prepared vows." He looked expectantly at them both.
I'll go first, okay, babe?"
Velvet said, and Chick nodded gratefully. He looked calm, but Adam could see he was sweating. Usually nothing fazed him, but this was a big moment, and he wanted to go up there, give him a hug, and tell him he was doing great. But he knew his place and stayed put. Taking a deep breath, Velvet spoke.
"Chick, you're such a hard person to describe, and sometimes a harder person to understand, but..."
She hesitated and broke into a big grin.
"But I never get tired of trying. You're brilliant, thoughtful, giving, and interesting. Every day it's like I'm falling in love with you all over again. And I want to keep doing that with you forever. I love you, and I vow that I always will."
Chick hesitated, cleared his throat, and took his turn.
"Velvet, I don't really understand people. I don't understand romance or even you a lot of the time, but you make me feel so much. I..."
He struggled with the word, clearly not used to using it.
"I love the way your smile makes me feel. I love how your hug makes me feel warm, inside and out. I love the taste of your kiss, and I love how you listen to what I talk about, no matter what it is. Since I love all these things, I think that I love you. And I vow that I will love you until the end of time."
Velvet's grin was so pure and filled with joy that it made Adam want to cry. He heard Vox next to him sniffling and knew he was crying. Loot was keeping it quiet, but openly weeping, and he put an arm around her and kissed her head.
"Shh, they're there."
As they put their rings on each other, Velvet looked at Chick with an adoration that was unmatched, and he looked back at her with that same rare, yet genuine smile of his.
"Well then," St. Peter continued, "do you, Chick, take Velvet to be your lawfully wedded wife, to have and to hold, to love and to cherish, in sin and in repentance, in light times and in dark, in this moment and in every moment to come?"
He nodded.
I do.
"And do you, Velvet, take Chick to be your lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold, to love and to..."
Velvet cut him off with a,
Yes, 1,000 fucking times yes!"
She cried, tears of joy on her cheeks, before throwing her flowers into the crowd, leaping forward and kissing the angel full on the lips. Adam saw his son's eyes widen in surprise before he closed them, put his hands around his wife's hips, and pulled her in for a deep, loving kiss. The bridesmaids and groomsmen cheered. The whole church clapped. And Adam gave Lute a kiss on the cheek.
"It was so beautiful,"
Lute mumbled to him, wiping her eyes. He nodded as the bride and groom pulled apart to smile down at the crowd of cheering onlookers.
"Yeah,"
Adam said.
"It sure was."